In triathlon, swimming efficiency matters far more than raw power. Let's be clear from the start. In this sport, clean technique in the water always outperforms brute force. Elite swimmers expend up to 70% less energy than beginners over the same distance, proving that proper technique is the foundation of race day success. The data backs it up. That 70% energy savings isn't a coincidence. It's the direct result of disciplined, repeatable form. Since swimming is only the first discipline, conserving energy in the water directly preserves stamina for the bike and run while preventing shoulder and hip injuries that could derail the entire race. Remember, the swim is just the opening act. Every joule you save here protects your legs for the next 2 hours on the bike and the run. Water is 784 times denser than air, meaning minor form flaws create massive drag. Think about the physics. When you fight that density with poor mechanics, you're literally swimming uphill. Coaches estimate that 70% of swimming success comes from body positioning rather than limb strength. That's why we focus on alignment first. Power comes later. Key technical priorities include maintaining a horizontal body line, keeping the head neutral with eyes looking down, entering the water in line with the shoulders, and rotating from the core rather than the shoulders. Lock these in. Horizontal line. Neutral head. Eyes down. Hands enter in line with the shoulders. Rotate from the core. Not the shoulders. Breathing should be purposeful. Exhale completely underwater and inhale quickly during rotation, independent of a fixed stroke count. Breathe with intent. Empty the lungs underwater, then grab air quickly as you rotate. Don't force a rigid stroke count. Let your body find its natural rhythm. Relaxed muscles equal faster, more efficient swimming. Tension creates drag. Stay loose, stay fluid, and let the water carry you. Pool training does not fully prepare athletes for triathlon conditions. The pool is your lab, but the open water is where the race is won. Open water requires sighting every 6 to 10 strokes to stay on course, and adapting to choppy water by switching to a straight arm recovery with higher hand clearance. You need to navigate, not just swim. Sight every 6 to 10 strokes. When the chop hits, switch to a straight arm recovery with higher hand clearance to maintain your rhythm. Olympic triathletes typically increase their stroke rate to 82 to 92 strokes per minute in open water, compared to 65 to 80 in pools. Notice the shift. The environment demands a quicker turnover to maintain momentum. Race starts create a combat swimming environment characterized by crowded fields, physical contact, waves, and poor visibility. When the horn blows, you're entering a tactical zone. It's crowded. It's physical. Visibility drops. You need to be ready. To adapt, athletes should practice swimming 3 to 4 wide in a lane, incorporate frequent sighting drills, and simulate race start surges. Train for it. Swim 3 to 4 wide. Drill your sighting. Simulate those explosive starts so they don't shock your system on race day. Technical improvement relies on targeted drills that build muscle memory. You don't guess your way to better form, you drill it into your nervous system. The single arm drill corrects stroke imbalances, the catch up drill extends reach and improves timing, and the fist drill forces the forearms to engage during the catch phase. Run the single arm drill to fix asymmetries. Use catch up to lock in reach and timing. And hit the fist drill to force proper forearm engagement during the catch. For endurance, structure workouts around long sets like 33 by 100 meter repeats or progressive 400 meter builds. Build that aerobic engine. 33 by 100 meter repeats. Progressive 400 meter builds. Consistency in the long sets builds race day durability. Regularly simulate race conditions by practicing quick starts, mid-swim surges, and physical contact with training partners. Don't just swim laps. Practice quick starts. Hit mid-swim surges. Add controlled contact with training partners. Make your training look like race day. Transition efficiency is equally critical. Practice wetsuit removal while jogging and keep transition areas minimal to save seconds. The swim doesn't end at the water's edge. Practice wetsuit removal while jogging. Keep your transition zone tight. Those saved seconds compound fast. Effort must align with race distance. Pacing is not optional, it's tactical. Sprint triathletes should aim for 90 to 95% effort, using a slightly faster start to secure positioning. On a sprint, push 90 to 95%. Use a controlled, slightly faster start to lock in your position early. For 70.3 distances, target 85 to 90% effort, balancing speed with sustainability. At 70.3, dial it to 85 to 90%. You're chasing speed, but you're protecting your sustainability. Ironman athletes should conserve energy at 75 to 85% effort, prioritizing a comfortable aerobic pace to protect the bike and run. Ironman is a marathon in a triathlon suit. 75 to 85%. Stay aerobic. Protect the bike. Protect the run. Drafting behind other swimmers can reduce energy expenditure by up to 30%, making it a vital tactical skill. Learn to draft. Saving up to 30% of your energy by reading the water behind others isn't cheating. It's smart racing. Critical takeaways for triathlon swimming are straightforward. Let's lock in the fundamentals. Technique dictates efficiency, and proper form can cut energy use by 50% while maintaining speed. Form is your greatest multiplier. Clean technique can cut your energy expenditure by 50% without sacrificing a single second of speed. Master open water fundamentals by sighting frequently, adapting your stroke to waves, and practicing drafting to conserve energy. Sight often. Adapt to the chop. Draft when you can. Conserve everything you can. Train for chaos by simulating crowded starts, practicing transitions, and using targeted drills to build race-specific muscle memory. Your training must mirror the race. Simulate the chaos. Drill the transitions. Build the muscle memory. Pace strategically by distance to avoid early fatigue that compromises the bike and run. Respect the distance. Manage the effort. Never let the swim steal the bike or the run. Consistency matters. 2 to 3 structured swim sessions per week, focused on form and race simulation, will compound into significant performance gains. Commit to the process. 2 to 3 structured sessions a week. Focus on form. Focus on race simulation. The gains will compound. Ultimately, efficient swimming is not just about the swim leg. It is the strategic foundation for a successful triathlon. Train with purpose. Race with confidence. And I'll see you on the start line.